look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's robotics team is turning heads on the world stage. Cayman's robotics team came within two places of the global final, logging its highest ever result at the 2025 First Global Challenge. The Cayman Islands national robotics team finished 34th out of 191 countries, earning high marks from judges for their design and teamwork. Mentor Glenda McTaggart says their strength showed on and off competition floor.
They were able to stay really focused and work together as a team, not take little setbacks to heart and just kind of forge forward and do a really good job of not only performing in terms of the robotics, but also being ambassadors for the Cayman Islands.
She says the drive team really stood out.
One of the things that I'm particularly proud of is the fact that we had three females this year and that we had an amazing all-girl drive team.
For driver Desira Tatum, robotics has opened up a whole new path.
Funny thing, I actually didn't want to join. I came to just watch because it was like, I need to come out of my comfort zone, you know, I need to try new things.
She says now she's thinking about a future in science.
I started going home, watching videos, learning about the parts, and I think that's what really struck my interest. And I now believe I do see myself going into the field of science in the future.
Next up, a new junior robotics challenge in February, welcoming even more students into the STEM pipeline. For details, visit Minds Inspire. In other local sports, dominant wins, rising scorers, and a red card that could shake up the standings. Cayman's Second Division Football League is delivering drama and momentum in Week 4. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
It was a goal-filled weekend in the Cayman Second Division as Academy Sports Club B dominated Tigers B with a 7-0 shutout. Scholars International B also cruised past Latinos B 5-0, while Elite B edged Sunset B 3-2 in a tight contest. Top scorers this round included Aaron Elliott and Sandeel Noob of Academy, each netting two goals. Ronald Poses-Hilton bagged a brace for Scholars, and Miguel Santos of Elite leads the season with 5 goals overall. Discipline was tested across the board with 9 yellow cards issued and 1 red card handed to Aiden Tibbetts of Tigers B for violent conduct, earning a 3-match suspension and a disciplinary meeting. In the standings, Elite B remains unbeaten at the top with 12 points from 4 matches. Scholars B trails close behind with 9 points in a game in hand. Academy B sits third with 6 points and a strong goal difference after their latest win. The season continues to deliver high energy, rising talent, and fierce competition as clubs fight for promotion. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman Sports.
And the Walkers Cayman Islands Marathon returns Sunday, December 7th, celebrating 23 years of running, community, and growth. What began with just 200 runners in 2002 as a small fundraiser for the Cadet Corps has grown into a world-class event, attracting nearly 1,700 runners last year, including Olympians and international visitors. It's now a Boston qualifier and part of the Abbott World Marathon Majors age group rankings. The race has raised over $500,000 for local charities, with more than 400 volunteers helping to make it happen, and continues to boost sports tourism, with most overseas runners bringing guests and staying nearly a week. Cayman's warmth, scenery, and hospitality keep them coming. The event was recently featured in National Geographic's 100 Runs of a Lifetime, cementing its global reputation. Registration is open for the full marathon, half, relay, and the free Milo Kids Fun Run. Visit CaymanIslandsMarathon.com for details. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.